weird and not clear here.
All right, how's Matt getting in the paper?
Even better than I'm not.
Yeah, you were in something and then you were out the door before.
Does the screen drop?
I'm sure Claire's taking pictures. Okay, hold on.
Ready?
Call meeting order. Stand for the pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the southwest wall of the council chambers as well as on the City of Wayne website. City Council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individual has not requested a public hearing. First is the approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes of February 18, 2025.
Second.
A motion and second. Any discussion or questions? Roll call. And I will vote yes. Next item is approval of claims.
Motion to approve the claims.
Second.
Good motion and second. Any discussion? Wes, I think we've asked before, but on one of the claims, it does show that the City of Wayne is paying for a bunch of golf memberships.
Oh, yep.
If you want to kind of clarify that.
Yep, so, and you may know better than I do on what we take. So, we allow city employees to have the money taken out of their paychecks, and then we collect it, and then we send one check out to the golf course. Yeah.
Okay.
So, the City of Wayne does not pay for golf memberships for its employees, just to clarify that for anybody.
Okay. Any other questions? Roll call. And I will vote yes. All right, next item is action on the request of the Wayne State College soccer team to waive the rental fee for the auditorium for their annual trivia night fundraising event to be held on Friday, May 5th, 2025. Emily Hester, who is the Wayne State head women's college, head women's soccer coach, and also Mike Plicky, who is the Wayne State College athletic director.
Hi, I'm Emily Hester. I'm the head women's soccer coach at Wayne State. My home address is 210 and a half Main Street, apartment 1, Wayne, Nebraska, 68787. Our women's soccer program hosts an annual trivia night every year since I got here in the spring of 2021. And every dollar that we raise goes to support our student athletes and their experience in our program and at the institution. And every dollar we raise is important to building that, and we, you know, appreciate every dollar that we're able to raise from the community. Every year we, since I got here in the past 5 years, we run the rec soccer program, and we go above and beyond to do that. We are, my assistant coach, myself, and our student athletes host it every April, and we would like the fee to be waived for the city auditorium because of our efforts in the community. Not just the rec soccer program, but also we do the Wayne recycling event. So we go above and beyond each and every year, and we would love this fee to be waived to help support our student athletes. Thank you for entertaining this request. I really appreciate it.
The first thing that we noticed was the rental fee was $300.
Yep.
And we kind of did some digging, and it's usually $150 for nonprofit, you know, because we've done for the fish fries,
yep,
Kiwanis pancake breakfast, and I'm sure there's
spaghetti fee,
things like that. So I'm not sure where the $300 came in. I mean, before we have any discussion, I think that, you know, the number's not 300. I think it would be 150, and then we kind of discuss what we want to do after that. But we could, just to stay consistent, and you know, I know we've had people come in front of us for the Freedom Park, where nonprofits are able to use that for free. So We haven't had too many opportunities any opportunities to waive the rental fee at the auditorium. We have for one organization, and that was Wayne.
School, the last couple of years, we've done it for the school's art show, the Mid-States Conference art show.
Yeah, so that traditionally, we don't usually waive for the auditorium fee, except for that. So I guess I'll open it up to discussion what people or how people feel. So
the soccer is rec through our community activity center that you guys help with?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a huge undertaking. My wife tried to coach once, and I know hockey better, and it's not the same, and it's crazy.
The only thing I will jump in on is when the city did the
contract.
The contract for services with the CAT building.
Yeah.
There is something in there on that.
That's consideration.
Yeah, some of that would be athletes, and the athletic department would help out. Just like we can rent things for free up there and that type of thing. So just know that that's also part of it. Not that there's a baseball has done things for us. I mean, again, a green team gets help every year from basketball players. I mean, it's a good relationship.
But it's an informal relationship, not an actual interlocal agreement like the school and the college have.
No, there was a
contract on for that purpose on the soccer doing the. I don't know if that's part of that or not.
Yeah,
if that's a separate agreement or not, I don't know about that.
It's for labor, not for facilities.
That they would assist the city with certain volunteer activities. So I think like the football team helps at chicken days on that Friday night with displaying the chickens. And so just the different athletic organizations help with different activities, but it doesn't specify which ones.
Right.
And this is the one that the soccer team does.
Just to speak from personal experience, I've attended the Wayne State Trivia for the last few years.
Fun.
There's always an incredible turnout. It's always a good time. I think it's a benefit to the community.
So did something change this year that you're wanting it at the auditorium instead of?
It's always been at the auditorium.
Okay.
So my first year, we did get charged the $150, but the last couple of years, for the whole day, we've been charged $300. So I'm not sure how it jumped, but it did jump the last couple of years for the whole day.
So this is just the first time you're coming asking for it to be waived?
Correct.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And
probably
with
because
Freedom
we're
Park,
not
if we waive the rental fee, we always have them, you know, pay the damage deposit still, correct? All right.
That's what we've been doing at Freedom Park,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Refundable.
Refundable.
Yes.
You know, just another thing to consider is, you know, if we do waive this, there could be more people that, you know, we could have St. Mary's come to us in front of council and ask for the same thing, Kiwanis. I mean, so, you know, there's that also to consider that at some point, you know, we can't be the nice guy. It's like, yeah, that's fine. You know, where we have to start charging for our facilities. You know, I mean, that's what they're there for. So.
Mike Wicky, 1223 Providence Road, here as a supporter of our soccer coach. I agree with you, and we talk about that, fully understand it. We understand it's not a lot of money, but we scrape the claw for every penny we have, or try to earn. We also understand everybody standing up here who makes these requests aren't created equal, and what they do for the community in lots of different ways. And we do understand it was a part of that agreement. Just so the council understands, we don't see a dime of that money. It doesn't really help our program. It certainly helps our community service the program. We appreciate it. We'll maintain that obligation and fulfill that that contract, if you will. So, like I said, this is the first time Coach has asked us to waive or to request the waive the fee, so that's why we're here. But understand you got to do what you got to do and have to be conservative with precedent-setting decisions. So,
compared to the funds that you gain from this fundraiser, how is that proportional to the fee? Because what I'm saying is, you know, we're going to charge a fee. Does that take half your money away? No, it doesn't. You do well.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, a percent or two, probably. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I hear where you're coming from. I think we should waive it at least this one time to make up for the $300 charge in past. And then what proceeds down the future, we'll tackle at that time, but at least this way to make amends of sorts is how I'm viewing it.
So it's 150 and 300, right? So actually, wouldn't it be if we charged you 75? Am I looking at that right with the math? Well, because we charge you 300, but then we charge you 150? Is that how that works?
No. It used to be 150. So my first year it was 150, and then it jumped
to 300.
I'm guessing it's because it's 150 for nonprofits.
And they're not considering them a nonprofit.
They're not considered technically a nonprofit as far as the legal status. So that's probably why when they went in to rent it, they didn't realize it was going up to 300. So.
I see.
You paid the 300 just once?
You said twice, I think.
Twice.
Twice.
I'll move to approve the request of the Wayne State soccer team to waive the rental fee for the auditorium for their annual trivia night fundraising event to be held on Friday, April 5th, 2025. But still pay the security deposit.
And so. You're wanting the sound system?
Yes. No, not this year. We're going to bring it around.
Okay, so then the security
deposit. So just the rental deposit fee. Deposit would be 200. Yep.
Second.
Okay, we have motion and second. Any other questions?
So for future reference, are we waiving this year because they've paid too much money the last couple of years? Or are we waiving this and we're just going to keep waiving it?
I don't think that we make that decision.
Okay.
We're happy to come back in the future.
But at least we have this in our arsenal of excuses that we you paid $300.
Justification.
Justification.
Sorry, that arsenal of excuses.
No, you said arsenal of justification.
Any other questions? Roll call. And I'll vote yes.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Item number six, resolution 2025-10, accepting bid and awarding contract on the Wayne 7th Street Trail Project. And I believe
Roger's on.
Roger is on the line. Roger, can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. So explain to us why we have a bunch of bids and why we have a really attractive number and then one that is really close to what you expected the contract to be at.
Yeah. So we received 9 bids, which is somewhat unusual, which just shows you that right now, what we've experienced on several different projects, especially when it seems to come to paving contractors, right now there's just not a lot of work out there on the streets available for contractors, especially when it comes to paving work. So that's why we saw a large number of bidders and why we saw some very, very favorable bids. We've seen this also in a, just as kind of supporting documenting evidence. We have a subdivision for another community south of you where, again, we received very, very favorable bids, especially when it came to paving. There's just, this spring, there has not been a lot of work for contractors, and we're actually seeing contractors travel quite a bit of distance. As you see, the low bid here is Deering out of Columbus. So I haven't ever quite seen them come this far north. Also, Amy Collins occasionally sticks their head up here, but mostly they stay in the Wahoo, Fremont area. But we've also had another project that we bid to the southwest of Norfolk, and again received bidders from Grand Island and such that, again, we just don't normally see bidders traveling that far, but we're seeing people from the larger communities travel outside their community looking for work. And so you are the benefactor of that and receiving very competitive bids when it comes to your project. And in addition, the low bidder, actually their bid was higher than our estimate, but then we found a mathematical error in their bid that reduced their bid by about $35,000, $40,000 because of the mistake that they made in their bid, that it didn't really matter at this point because Gearing was low bid. So the low bidder is Gearing Construction from Columbus, Nebraska. They're proposing to use local contractors for the storm sewer and for the grading work and electrical, and then they've also got some seating and traffic control that'll be kind of contractors outside the community. But yeah, you received very favorable bids, and we've worked with Gearing before. JEO has on multiple projects, and we would recommend awarding to Gearing Construction.
So the question I have, Roger, is this company known for a bunch of change orders at the end? Because, you know, we hate to see where we award a contract for a very favorable amount to the city, and then at the end, all of a sudden, we have $200,000 worth of change orders to where it wasn't as favorable as what we had thought.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not aware, Jason, that they have that tendency. I've not, our guys have not indicated that to me, so.
I've been called worse.
I don't know, though.
Any other questions for Roger?
So this might be for Roger or for Wes. Is this bid going to lock in to where there's not any changes? Because we know of a concern amongst that trail, the residents along there, and getting driveways and things fixed properly. And
no, I would say this will go up. There will be change orders. I mean, I think there will be. I mean, Roger and I have talked a little bit about actually trying to address the court's issue with their driveway and possibly, well, maybe making it a little wider at the throat or the approach. So that would be a little more concrete. Not you know, twenties of thousands of dollars, but it'll be more than that.
But it's we're still in a point to adjust the plans to make it to where.
Yes, and that's going to be with anybody. That's not just.
Yeah.
That's not just.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a quantities contract. So we will count the quantities, the square feet of concrete, or square yards of concrete, typically in this case, and the feet of pipe, et cetera. So there's always probably subject to some minor adjustment. Usually, we advise, you know, our clients to have a budget of like 10% in their. For the budget, as we head into construction, I mean, our past experience generally, if scope and things don't change much, usually our typical change orders run like 2 to 3% of project budgets. So just kind of give you a feel for our performance and what we've seen over the years.
And Roger, with your $880,000 opinion of probable cost, that would have had that 10% contingency or whatever contingency in
it
as well.
Yeah, it did include the contingency in that as well.
So Wes, how does this affect the grant that we were awarded and what we have saved or what we have set aside for this project with the city?
Yeah, no, it's good news. My first concern was, do we have enough match to fill in the gap? Because if it gets too low, then our $400,000 grant could be in jeopardy, but Beth's online. Beth, can you want to address that?
Sure. Yep. So with this grant, the CDBG portion is $400,000 that we will get. The required match is $100,000. When we applied for the grant, we did think that we were going to be on the hook for a lot more than that, just because the estimated cost was a lot higher. So with this, the CDBG portion will be $400,000. The city portion will be about $309,000. We budgeted this money through sales tax dollars. So even with the bid coming in lower, we still meet the match requirements. And we are eligible with this grant. We can use the contractor costs, and we can also, the JEO costs are eligible for reimbursement also.
So either way, there's going to be money left over to use for other projects or to go in city savings, correct?
Correct, yeah. But like I said, it's budgeted out of sales tax, so that'll be really good news with Prairie Park, everything that we have going on, funds that can go other places as needed.
Okay.
With that, I'll move to approve resolution 2025-10, accepting the bid from Gearing Construction and Ready Mix Co. out of Columbus, Nebraska for $575,569.65 for the Wayne 7th Street Trail Project.
Second.
We have motion and a second. Any other questions, comments?
Huge difference between the high and low bid.
I love that they're awarding subcontracts to local. Just, that's an added plus.
I would assume it saves in some, what?
Travel cost?
No, mobilization. Mm. You know, where you don't have to have mobilization fees for a bunch of other companies. Mm-hmm. It should be reduced, but I may be wrong. Either way, roll call. And I vote yes. Next item, action on application and certificate of payment number 16 in the amount of $123,536 to Audi Construction Company for the Wayne City Hall and Police Relocation Project. Carlson West Pavonder Architects, we have Bob.
Yep.
On the line. Bob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. What do you have to fill us in with progress and where are we at?
Progress, I was on site February 12th. Last time we were in town, walking through the building at that point, the majority of the interior finishes were placed, minus some of the flooring. We had a lot of casework installed at that point, minus some tops that we were still waiting on from the manufacturer. Ceilings are generally padded out, lights are in. The coordination now that Audi Construction is kind of moving into is working with the city staff to get all of their data systems in place. So there was some discussion about making sure we got the internet service in there so we can control and program door access control systems, things like that. We are planning to be back again for our next meeting on the 12th of March, which would be next week, on next Wednesday. And at that point, we will do our punch list. So with the punch list, that should establish essentially our list of corrective items yet to be completed, but the city should be able to start moving once the punch list is done, you know, getting your furniture set up. There's still going to be some coordination with Marlon and his team and probably Wes and his team of the city staff as far as when they want to make that full cutover. And I'm sure we're going to have more conversations about that on the 12th. But this payment application takes Audi Construction through roughly 97% of the work complete, which I would say is probably accurate as of the end of February, given that we'll be punching the spaces out on March 12th.
So either way, from the time you were there to now, some of these items should, you know, we should have a smaller list. Is that correct?
Yes, that is the idea. We were contemplating trying to do some punch lists before the end of February, but with the way the schedule was falling and some of the items Audi was still waiting for delivery on, we just decided it'd be just as easy to be there on the 12th. Get everything punched out, that should give us a smaller list and they'll have that much more opportunity to be kind of done.
Okay. Are you still feeling confident at the end of the month that we're going to have the building?
Yes, you should be able to start moving in this month. The piece that I can't tell you whether or not will be done is the internet service. That was a question I know, talking with Brian and with Marlon, they didn't know when the wireless or the internet service was going to show up. And I haven't heard that they have a date yet for that.
I can brief you a little on that. Okay. So I talked to Brian today, and I was actually up there today too to give you up-to-date stuff if you wanted to know where the carpet squares are at and that type of thing. But Brian said that FastWire was on site yesterday to start doing some things, and likely tomorrow won't be nice enough to probably work up there. And Marlon, you chime in if you know anything more about this. But so that piece is key for communications. Brian thinks that City Hall proper offices and stuff, utility offices, can be up there probably sometime early April. Then we want to work out the kinks with some of the communications issues, and then Marlon would follow. Marlon, do you have a time set up with Motorola yet?
No, they won't allow me to reschedule again without a firm date in place. They're waiting.
So we had hoped to have one on the 7th of April. Is that when we had them planned? But it's really tough when you're dependent on somebody else outside of a contract. I mean, that's not anything Carlson West is helping us with. I mean, that's us having to get the communication. And I mean, FastWire has not been overly they've not been fast with their wires. So anyway, anything else? Yeah, up there today, talked to Matt a little bit about things. All the flooring is done in the council chambers. Has a little bit more paneling to go up on a door in the council chambers. Otherwise, I think the council chambers is almost done. It's very close to being done. We even have a chair up there, so we're going to get you new chairs.
So I emailed you about this.
Mm-hmm.
To get the occupancy, we have to have the generator, which is in and installed.
Yes.
And the fire suppression, and I'm assuming the HVAC has to be done.
Yeah, whatever the fire marshal's going to do to give us occupancy. Yeah.
Were you able to get a date from Keith on if those are scheduled?
So I don't know if you saw his...
It says should be March 24th.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily... I mean, should be.
Yeah.
Done that last week. Did you guys all get that? You see the Audi update there? Yeah. Keith just used his last update and just crossed off the items that had been done. And he's going to have, he's going to have one for the next agenda item, but I'll wait for that.
Anything more to add, Bob?
Nope, not for this item.
Okay. Any other questions for Bob or for Wes on the project? If there's nothing else.
Move to approve the action on application and certificate of payment number 16 in the amount of $123,000.
Six.
Oh, sorry.
16.
16.
Yeah.
Right. 16. You're too low.
Ah.
Of $123,536 to Audi Construction Company for the Wayne City Hall and Police Relocation Project.
Second.
Motion is second. Any other discussion? Roll call. And I will vote yes. Moving on, action on application and certificate of payment number 6 in the amount of $135,699 to Audi Construction Company for the Wayne Parks and Rec Maintenance Building Project. Once again, we have Bob to discuss where we're at.
Yep, so again, back on February 12th when we were on site, the work with the cold temperatures on that project had slowed considerably, and Audi was focused more at that time on their work in the city hall space where they were working indoors. And the building's up, the shell is there. They've been framing the interior walls, garage door systems like that. This takes them through 70% of their total contract to finish, but it wasn't a lot of activity going on during our last site visit just due to some of the temperatures and the cold. I imagine that's changed in the last 2 weeks, where especially last week it got a little warmer, and going forward it's a little warmer as well. But the progress that is being applied for in the application is the progress to date. It just wasn't a lot going on during my last site visit due to temperatures.
Yeah, I would just add, I was down there today, there still are not, the garage doors are not in. That's kind of the next phase we need to have happen. I talked to Keith today about it and asking when we can move over. I said, you know, are we going to be there in the next 6 to 8 weeks or so? And he didn't think that was going to be a problem. He will give me the same type of a write-up. He called and said, hey, I'm leaving. Do you care if I'm not at your meeting? He was going home. I said, that's fine. And so he's going to have the same type of a write-up for you for tomorrow, he said. So I'll get that to you, just an update on when. Because Lowell's obviously getting very anxious to get into a new building.
I'll move to approve the action on application and certificate of payment number 6 in the amount of $135,699 to Audi Construction Company.
Motion is second. Any other discussion? Roll call. And I will vote yes. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Next item is the action on change order number 3 in the amount of $186,926.45 to Cooney Fertilizer Incorporated for the Wayne Prairie Park Phase Grading, Phase 1 Grading Project. And we have Matthew Smith, Tholson.
Yep, Matthew Smith, Tholson. So if you remember, these are, we're just bringing back the items that were on the previous change order. So nothing new, it's just the roundabout and delay items that were taken off of last time's last change order, and we're just bringing them back to close it out. So I don't know if there's any questions regarding either one, or
I can say a little bit just about,
yeah,
yeah. So if you remember, this was a $289,000 change order that you approved a little over 100,000 of it. The two items that you wanted to look at was the roundabout issue, the roundabout part of about 107,000. And we kind of was like, how is this $107,000 roundabout? You got the documentation to show the physical roundabout was about $12,000. It was all the storm sewer and parking lots and that type of things that were changed because of it. And then the other one was on some delays, which we broke the delays down with Matthew had given a narrative on that, on some of the items that maybe weren't in phase 2 and phase 3 for finishing up some of the roadways was actually back on Cooney. So we didn't pay for it in 2 and 3, but we had to pay for the change order in phase 1. The other item was we were supposed to have a meeting with R. Perry Construction. We did that to see if they would be open to helping us out with delay charges, and they definitely are not open to that. Amy and I have talked a little bit about this as well. And that part we think should be set aside because we don't have a contract with R. Perry or Bark on their contract, but this is with Cooney. And so my recommendation, I think Amy would agree, is to pay this in full. And then if we have any issues on the R. Perry side, we can keep talking to them.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, just to kind of explain a little bit, it's my understanding of how this got so high was because of all the different subcontractors that came in, there might have been like a baseball tournament where we were like, okay, this subcontractor's done now. We need this. We need more rock put down because we're going to have baseball coming. So then Cooney would bring in more, even though that wasn't in their original bid. And then another subcontractor would come in and do something else down there at the park. We'd say, okay, we have this coming up. We need more rock brought down. So there were additional times, additional material, additional mobilization that they had to have when they came back down that was not in their original bid. Now, ideally, when that happened, every time that happened, they would have submitted the change order at that time rather than at the end, but they didn't. They just submitted one change order for all of those times at one end. But the city's contract was with Cooney, so it wasn't like they were a sub of our Perry or a sub of somebody else. It was at the city's request that they came down and did that work. So
I also mentioned that, yeah, we've already kind of told Matthew we weren't real happy with some of the communication or how some of the change order stuff was left to the end. Olson, are you still willing to your cash contribution of $11,500 or a $23,000 engineering credit, if you will? So that's also for some of the, they take responsibility for some of it, as do we, because again, when we talk about, hey, we need more rock down here, our staff is thinking we got to get the public to where they need to be. They're not thinking, oh, is this going to cost us anymore? And so there was probably some communication errors on both the engineer side as well as staff, just again saying come bring down more rock, not knowing that was over our quantity already. We just had to get the public down to the ball games or to the dog park or whatever it might be.
It's just like Wes said, we understand there was some miscommunication, and that's what that credit is for. We want to, again, we're not trying to shy away from it. We did realize there was some miscommunication, so it was not because of a design error, not because of that. It's just miscommunication. We recognize that, so we do want to provide a credit and recognize that. So
Wes, the $23,000 credit, is that something that we need to decide? Are we taking the $11,000 cash, or the $23,000 in credit, do we need to make that decision before we move on?
I don't think so. That's more about being very blunt here, right? If we take the cash, we wouldn't have to use Olson again, right? If they provide $23,000, we got a credit with them. I prefer to keep using Olson on this project. It's just easier to go from phases. I think they've done a besides, you know, a couple of communication glitches, maybe, I think they've done a very good job with this. Matthew's done a great job. Jordan, not your sidekick, but your, yeah, your colleague has done a really good job as well. So, so I think moving forward, we approve this. I'm going to be under the impression that we're good with the credit and we're going to move forward. Plus, it's twice as much if you have to pay it anyway. So,
I'll make a motion to approve change order number 3 in the amount of $186,926.45 to Cooney Fertilizer Incorporated for the Wayne Prairie Park Phase 1 grading project.
Second.
Motion second. Any other discussion? Roll call. And I will vote yes.
And I'll make a motion to approve certificate of payment number 5 in the final amount in the amount of $186,926.45 to Cooney Fertilizer Incorporated for the Wayne Prairie Park Phase 1 grading project.
Second.
Motion and second. Any questions before we approve that payment? Roll call. Okay, resolution. I'm sorry.
Will you vote?
I'm going to vote yes.
Okay, all right. Just want that on the record.
Yeah. Next item is accepting the completion of the Wayne Prairie Park Phase 1 grading project with Cooney Fertilizer. And correct me if I'm wrong, Wes, this is basically where we're wiping our hands clean of Cooney, and we are claiming that this is our project now, and if there's anything that would come up with the grading or rock, it is our responsibility, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's still a warranty on the items if something were to fail, like fail because of material failure, but yeah, rock maintenance stuff, some stuff like that is maintenance is now on the city, but there is still a year warranty on the project itself. So
yep. So we do this to accept the final product, and then Beth can send it on to the granting entity and finalize a grant. That's our big thing, because if that doesn't happen at this meeting, we will need to likely have an extension on that grant.
I will introduce resolution 2025-11 and move for approval.
Second.
Beth, did you have anything to add on that before we...
No, I was just going to chime in what Wes had said. We had utilized the CCCFF funds for this project with Cooney and with Penrose. That was $562,000 that we received. That grant has to be closed out by March 25th, so we're really getting into a timeline on that. So that's where I need this final payout paid, and then I need the certificate that the work is complete so I can get all that taken care of.
So this is the last step and we're good to go?
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion. Any discussion? Motion and second. Let's roll call. And I will vote yes as well.
Just a personal question. Do you have to drive somewhere tonight?
Yeah, I got to drive back to Pender.
That's not far. You'll be all right.
Yeah. I had to drive from Sioux City anyway, so I was like, that's not too far to swing out.
Thanks, Matthew.
Okay, we have a presentation with Dave Peterson, JEO Consulting Group, on our proposal submitted for the Southwest Power Pool market participant duties. And since there's negotiations with the city and electricity costs, and nothing is final yet, I am asking that we go into closed session. And someone can make a motion on who to stay. I recommend our Clayton stay, since it's kind of his baby a little bit.
I'll make a motion to go into closed session, leaving Clayton, Wes, Betty, Amy, and council. And Dave to give the presentation to us. To protect the interests of the city in negotiations with electricity. Whatever's.
Who seconded?
Yeah, we have motion and second. Roll call. And I vote yes to go into closed session.
Way open or halfway open?
Okay.
How open is the open meeting? Make a motion to exit executive session.
Second.
Motion second. Roll call. I vote yes, and we're adjourned.
No, close the door again.